something familiar, something peculiar, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something appealing, something appalling, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Nothing for kings, nothing for crowns, bring on the lovers, liars, and clowns. Whole situation.
You're listening to Comedy on NPR, Old Time Radio.
Tragedy tomorrow, comedy to-
Thank you, patrons, for your consistent support. You are the reason that we keep creating www.patreon.com/MPIR, empowering a new generation of old-time radio content. Pledge your support today, www.patreon.com/MPIR.
Makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee bring you Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, and Effie Klinker with Ray Noble and his orchestra, Joan Merrill, and yours truly, Jim Amici.
Mr. Amici, I'm here. Don't forget me.
Oh yes, and Billy Burke.
Well, this is a pleasant surprise, Billy.
Well, I just came over to tell you that I've been visiting Orson Welles. Yes. Haven't you heard?
No, what?
Well, Mr. Welles is not Welles.
What?
I mean, he's sick. He's sick Welles. I mean, he's Welles, but he's sick.
I see.
Oh, I'm all of a twitter.
You're really all of that. Yes, you are. Well, what's the matter with him?
He has a very bad cold.
Oh, I see. You mean Orse is horse? Oh, not me, Charlie. Well, how is he now?
Well, I brought him some homemade soup, and he snapped right into a relapse.
Yes.
But don't worry, I'm taking good care of him, except I forgot whether to give him one pill every 4 hours or mm-hmm. four pills every 1 hour.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would make a difference, I think, yes.
Well, why didn't you play safe and give him 8 pills every half hour?
That's just what I did. Oh, Mr. Welles is a very sick man.
Yeah, but how would you know?
Well, because I'm an impractical nurse.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're a regular Florence Nightingale.
Oh, thank you. Would you believe it, this morning, when I went over to the window and raised the curtain, he didn't even take a bow?
He didn't.
Boy, he's really sick, isn't he?
Oh.
But don't worry about the dear boy. I'll have him well in no time.
Well, we surely hope that he gets better right away.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll hurry back. It's time to wake him up and give him his sleeping pill.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Charlie, wouldn't it be nice if we would send Mr. Wells something to cheer him up?
Yeah, why don't you sing a number for him, huh?
Well, do you think he'd like to hear a Cole Porter number from the Hollywood Canteen?
Well, we'd like to hear it. What's the name of it?
Don't Fence Me In.
Well, go ahead, but don't fence me out.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in.
No.
Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in.
No.
Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose.
Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky.
Under western sky.
On my cayuse. Let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
Where the mountains rise.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in, just turn me loose.
Let me straddle my old saddle
underneath the western sky.
Under the sky.
On my cayuse. commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Doo-doo-doo. Out of the ridge where the west commences.
Don't fence me in.
Doo-doo-doo. Look at the moon till I lose my senses.
Charlie, there's something I want to ask you.
Yeah? Could it be a question, perchance?
My ears this evening, you know, I hear a strange noise. Yeah, there it goes again.
Yes.
Now, where's that sound coming from?
What sound, Mr. Durkin?
Oh, you know very well. You heard that sound.
No. I didn't hear that croaking.
Oh, then you admit it's a frog.
Yeah, well, it's not just a frog, Durkin. It's Hercules, my pet.
Hercules?
Yeah.
Hercules?
Yes. Yes. He's right here in my pocket.
Yeah.
Oh, you little rascal, you tickle.
Now, just a moment. Are you carrying a frog in your pocket?
Yes.
Well, do you intend to keep him?
Yes, I do. Of course, it's the others I'm going to sell.
The others? Yes. Oh, I see. What others?
Well, if you must know, I am the sole owner and proprietary of McCarthy's Croakery.
Oh, I see.
Frog Farm Deluxe.
Yeah. I see. And what in the world gave you this idea to raise frogs?
Well, when I saw they were charging $3 a plate here for frog legs,
yeah,
I said to myself, I says, there's a racket that's just itching for the McCarthy touch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now, what do you know about raising frogs, Charlie?
Quite a bit.
You do. Well, for instance, why, do you even know what frogs like?
Sure.
Well, what do frogs like?
Well, other frogs.
Other frogs, yeah, yes. Yes, producing frog legs, Charlie, is a very specialized business.
Well, of course it is. And I found out the bigger the frog's legs are, the more you get for them. You get the angle?
Yeah.
So I'm going to be their athletic instructor.
Oh.
You get the angle?
Yes, athletic instructor.
Yes, indeedy.
Yes.
I'm going to teach my frogs. Now, get this. I'm going to teach my frogs to jump backwards.
Jump backwards?
Yeah. And develop their front legs.
Oh. Teach them to jump backwards, yeah. Don't let that get around. No, I certainly won't, no.
I may even develop a frog that has hind legs on both ends.
Oh.
Think of the future.
Yes.
And I'll teach him to jump sideways.
Oh, that's enough. Now, Charlie, that's ingenious.
Yes. And now, I'll get as much, by that, I can get as much for the front legs, hind front legs, as I do the front hind legs or something.
Yes, you think so?
Yes. In fact, I may even cross the frogs with a centipede and get to jump on everybody.
Yes, you certainly would.
I'm going to make money by leaps and bounds.
Yes, you certainly would. Well, your frog farm, you understand, will have to be someplace where there's a lot of water.
That's right, yes.
Yes.
Must have water.
Yes.
Handy things, those bathtubs.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, yes, I did.
No, wait a minute. Yeah. No.
Yes, I did.
So, frogs in your hotel bedroom?
Yes, sir.
Oh, no, that's awful.
Oh, the joint's really jumping.
I imagine so. Charlie, the bathroom is no place to keep frogs.
Well, then do you mind if I moisten up the living room a little?
Yes, I do, yes. Of course I do. The frogs, do they stay in the bathtub?
Well, the young ones, they seem to like to stay in the washbowl.
I see.
That's where they get their basin training. That's for short hops, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quiet, Hercules, quiet.
Charlie, you've got to get them out of there before the hotel management finds it out.
You think so?
Yes, you absolutely must.
Yes, well, Bergen, why do you always give me those excellent suggestions?
too late.
Uh-huh, I see, yeah. Did the manager see the frogs?
No, no, he didn't see them, but the chambermaid did.
Oh, I see. What did she say?
I can't talk to her. She still won't come in off the window ledge. Oh,
well, that's terrible.
Yeah, you think that's bad. Wait till you hear what happened. Three of the frogs got loose and they headed for the dining room.
What in the world do they want to go down there for?
I think they were going to visit friends on the $3 dinner.
I see. Well, this is getting worse and worse.
Yeah, and on their way to the dining room, they hopped through the cocktail lounge.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. 17 people took the pledge.
I believe it.
Wonderful day.
Yes. Well, Charlie. I'm sorry, Charlie.
What?
This is the end.
What?
I think this is the end.
What end?
I mean, of the frog.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't intend to put up with that.
You don't, sir?
No, I do not.
What do you mean?
Well, Charlie, it's simply this. Either the frogs go, or I go. Yes.
I see. Mr. Bergen?
Yes.
We're going to miss you.
Oh, no.
One table pleasure we enjoy at mealtime goes beyond our three squares a day. It's a cup of coffee, with food or alone, a pleasure at any hour. Chase and Sanborn coffee sets off good food to superb advantage. And by itself, its extra rich flavor makes every cup an occasion. That's the reputation Chase and Sanborn has maintained through the past 80 years. A reputation that covers the country and keeps growing from day to day. In the past year, more people changed to Chase and Sanborn coffee than to any other kind. That's the biggest swing in coffee history. And no wonder. That complete coffee satisfaction, the extra rich, more abundant flavor, can be yours as easily as not. You're entitled to Chase and Sanborn goodness. Make sure that you get it. All the flavor your cup will hold. Ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee, the standard of excellence in millions of homes. Get Chase and Sanborn for flavor. Oh, Edgar, I think I ought to warn you about something while there's still time.
What is it, Jim?
Well, there's a very odd-looking woman here with pinch-nose glasses, button shoes, and a funny hat, and she's looking for you.
That's all right, Jim. That couldn't be anybody else but Effie Clinker.
How did you?
I'm stopping at the Waldorf.
All right.
In the lobby.
Effie, now, I want you to stop talking to strangers.
Well, I feel just so wonderful. Just wonderful tonight.
Isn't that good?
Yes. I've been in the park all day.
Well, isn't that nice? In the park?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Effie, I thought you'd be probably doing the nightclubs and the night spots.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Oh, don't start that.
What'd you say?
I say, I thought you'd be doing the night spots.
Oh, dear, no, no, no. No, I love the simpler things.
Yes.
Nature stuff.
Yes, I see.
Wonderful.
Yes. What park did you visit today?
It's all of them.
I see. What park did you visit?
I was at Belmont Park.
Belmont Park. Yes. Oh.
It's a sort of a zoo.
A zoo, yeah.
They have ponies.
Yes.
For children.
Yes, yes. Effie, do you know that you were at a racetrack?
Is that so?
Yes, yes.
Well, something was wrong.
Yes.
I went up to a window. It said $2 show.
Oh, $2 show.
I bought a ticket.
Yes.
But I never saw the show.
Never saw the show. Naturally, you wouldn't.
No.
No.
So I asked for my money back.
Yes. Did you get it?
Did I? He gave me
$14.80.
Oh, crazy fools here in New York.
Well, you did all right.
No, he sir, yes. He was sweet, too. Oh, he was sweet.
Yeah.
Yes, he said he hoped he'd see me again.
Oh, isn't that nice? What did you tell him?
I said the feeling was paramutual.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, Effie, I suppose you realize that you were just plain lucky.
Oh, I suppose so. I understand you can really lose your corset cover.
Yes, you can, yes. I remember the last time I went to the races, they cleaned me of $3.
Well, you weren't very dirty, were you?
Well, I'm sure this is something that you're just dreaming up, isn't it?
Well, certainly not. I have a picture right here taken at the track.
Well, that is a picture of you, isn't it, Effie?
Yes, yes, of course.
Yes. Well, it's a picture of you on one of the horses.
That's right.
Well, you're in a race.
Yes. One of the boys fell off and I replaced him.
Yes.
For active duty.
I see. Oh, well, that's bad, Effie. Very bad, very bad.
No, not so bad. I came in second, paid $22.80.
Oh, you did.
To Charlie's many, many friends in Canada, Edgar Bergen now has a short but important message.
During the last few months, the Allied forces have driven to the inner fortress of Germany, and the whole world is proud of the part that the superb fighting forces of Canada have played in this drive toward victory. This week, Canada's 7th Victory Loan Drive gets underway. As in the United States, the home front of Canada has a responsibility to their fighting forces. It's more than a moral duty. It's a challenge for you to show them that you are worthy of what they are doing for you. Strong support of the 7th Victory Loan will help prove this to them. So back the 7th Victory Loan to your limit. Don't just buy bonds. Buy one more than before. It could happen to you, Joan Merrill and Ray Noble.
Hide your heart from sight. Lock your dreams at night.
Thank you, Miss Merrill.
Oh, just a minute, Mr. Bergen.
Are you still here, Billy?
Well, I must be, or how could you see me, you silly boy?
Well, I thought you were going to check on Mr. Wells' condition.
Oh, yes, I am. But before I go, I wanted to speak to you on behalf of my organization.
Oh, yes. Here.
Watch it. Yes. What organization is this, sir?
Well, you've heard of the WAC.
Yes.
Are you a WAC?
No, I'm a poof.
Oh. A what?
A poof. P-O-Oof. It stands for Protectors of Our Feathered Friends.
Oh, I see. You're running a bird sanctuary.
Oh, yeah, sort of a flop house for fowls.
Yes.
More than that, we have hundreds of feathered tenants. We have pigeons, ducks, pelicans, and tomorrow we're expecting a stork.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you, Charlie. Oh, well, we have birds all over the place. Even now, I can hear the patter of little feet on my roof.
Well, that's the way you impress me.
Yes, well, please, now, Charlie. Billy, I think your organization, I think it's a fine idea. The care of birds is a very humane cause.
Oh, thank you, Edgar. You middle-aged men are so understanding.
Oh, that hurt, you know.
The birds. Oh, they're wonderful.
Oh, it's clear to see that you're very fond of birds, Billy.
Oh, yes, I am, Edgar. I love all wildlife, mm-hmm. Especially a lark.
Yeah.
I guess you've been around plenty in your day.
No, Charlie.
Is that so? Charlie, you must come over to our bird sanctuary sometime. We have a woodpecker who would just adore you.
Now, listen. No. Billy, you know, it must be a very interesting place. You know, I'd like to come over there myself sometime.
Well, that's exactly why I'm here, Edgar.
Yes?
We girls...
That's using the word loosely. Now, Charles...
Well, Charles, that may be your warped opinion. As I was saying, we girls thought it would be thrilling to have Edgar Bergen attend our next meeting alone.
Yeah, I get it.
But what could I do at a bird society meeting?
Lay an egg.
All right.
Why, we want you to speak, of course.
Well, really, that's very nice, but I don't feel that I'm qualified to speak on the subject of birds.
Oh, that's all right. None of the girls listen anyway.
Yes,
all you have to do, Edgar, is say a few introductory words and give a large donation.
A large donation from Bergen? She's new here, isn't she?
Just how would you use this money?
Oh, we do all sorts of things for the little birds. Mm-hmm.
Could you cure a pigeon of being pigeon-toed?
No, let's not be ridiculous.
That's not so ridiculous. Here in New York, they have a polyclinic for sick parrots.
All right, that's all. Billy, you were telling us how you use this money.
Well, we use it for social activities. Mm-hmm. For example, this fall, we're making up 500 box lunches for a group of swallows.
Oh.
Five hundred box lunches? Are they going on a picnic?
No. They're flying back to Capistrano.
Oh, I see.
Incidentally, Edgar, have you heard the mating call of the lovebird?
No, I don't believe I have. How does it go?
Yo-ho!
Oh, I say, you called me. Yeah.
Ray Noble. Well, you're just the one we want to see.
Yes. Ray, Miss Burke is interested in bird life.
Oh, I say, what a coincidence. You know, I'm considered quite an authority on the subject of ornithology.
Yes, but how are you on birds? that means birds, doesn't it? Yes. Oh, I'm so sorry. But, Mr. Noble, won't you come to one of our meetings and share your knowledge with us?
Well...
That would be like dividing the hole in a donut, or...
Well, as a matter of fact, of course, Miss Burke, when it comes to bird law, no one speaks with more, what shall I say, widely scattered brains than myself.
Well, tell me, scatterbrains. I mean, Mr. Noble, are we doing enough? Do you feel we're doing enough for the duck-billed splatterpuss?
Well, for your information, Charles, the duck-billed splatterpuss is extinct.
Oh. How long since it extinct?
Mr. Noble means that the duck-billed splatterpuss is non-extantant.
Oh?
Quite.
But is that any reason why it should be neglected?
Oh, no.
Have you been interested in birds very long, Mr. Noble?
Oh, yes, Miss Burke, yes. I've devoted years of my life to them. You know, and sometimes I wonder if they really appreciate it all.
Oh, birds are extremely grateful. Why, only last week, or was it 2 weeks ago?
Yes, or was it this coming Tuesday?
Charlie, remind me to send you a pamphlet on reform schools.
Yeah.
A brochure.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Billy, you were saying...
Yes, well, I gave a seagull some seeds for her young.
Well.
What happened?
The next day, she came back and threw me a fish.
Oh. And so fitting, too, yes. Well, in your honor, Miss Burke, I would love to dedicate a bird song to you.
Oh, Charlie, how nice!
You're only a bird in a padded cell.
You start looking forward to pleasure at sight of a cup and saucer. The promise is there, and it's perfectly easy to see that the promise is fulfilled. Yes, your coffee cup can be a symbol of pleasure every time you see it, if you fill it with Chasen Sanborn coffee, all the flavor a cup will hold. You'll remember that flavor and look forward to it again and again, with meals in between, every cup an occasion. Chasen Sanborn coffee comes by the pound, just like any other coffee, but you can't measure its flavor and satisfaction that way. It's in your cup that flavor really pays off as the companion of good food or all by itself. And that's what Chasen Sanborn's lavish abundance of extra rich flavor wins friends every time it's poured. You're entitled to all this goodness, too, so make sure that you get it. Ask for Chasen Sanborn coffee every time. Be with us again next week when Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Snerd, Orson Welles, Joan Merrill, Ray Noble, and all of us will be on hand. This week, when you're buying coffee, think of us and ask for Chasen Sanborn coffee. Coffee made to serve in times like these. This is Jim Amici saying goodnight from New York's Radio City.